After the sudden, if not totally surprising, dismissal of Industry and Trade Minister Jan Mladic at the start of the week, Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka was expected to follow through by announcing a replacement on Thursday night. Instead, he announced that he himself would be taking over the portfolio on a temporary basis. Chris Johnston reports.
While the meeting with President Milos Zeman drew a line under Mladic's ministerial career from the end of February, it did not stop speculation about the successor. In fact, Sobotka pulled something of a surprise out of his hat by announcing he would temporarily fill the post himself, for a couple of weeks at least, and the process of finding a successor would continue.
I expect this appointment to be temporary. I have no ambition to head the Ministry of Industry and Trade until the elections to the Lower House of Parliament. I expect that following the Social Democratic Party Congress, I should be able to propose to the President a candidate who will join the government and lead the ministry until the elections.
The Social Democrat Party Congress is scheduled for March the 10th. Sobotka's main task there will be to win support from an out-of-sorts party to lead it into elections to the Lower House of Parliament due in October. The Social Democrats are still scarred after losing support and dominance of regional assemblies at elections in October last year. And they consistently trail the ANO party of Finance Minister Andrei Babiš in nearly all polls for the last 2 years. Some recent polls see ANO winning a third of the electoral support, with the Social Democrats down to below 20%. In spite of murmurings of discontent and outright opposition in one region, Sobotka should be acclaimed as election leader. Sobotka also expects his short term as industry minister to shake up costly mobile data charges in the Czech Republic, the cause of the final rift with Jan Mladic that prompted his dismissal. Prime Minister Sobotka again.
I expect the Ministry of Industry and Trade to push through to a conclusion very quickly, changes affecting the market for mobile phone operators, legislative changes that should improve the rights of consumers and reduce mobile data costs. I'll personally oversee these changes in the next days and weeks.
Going into Thursday's night's meeting between Prime Minister and President, the name of State Secretary of European Affairs Tomáš Prouza had been bandied about as the most likely new minister. He already has a slice of the industry dossier as coordinator of the government's digital development agenda. But the President's spokesman suggested that Prouza might not be a welcome choice because he is allegedly close to non-profit organisations which frequently target Miloš Zeman for criticism. Prouza, as well as other possible contenders, might also have reservations about taking up a still highly charged industry ministry dossier for just 7 months before elections could see them ejected. As well as the question of mobile data, the ministry should be plotting the construction of high-speed internet across the country, nominating a new board and boss at the energy regulator, attempting to plot the future of struggling coal mining company OKEDER and keep one of the country's biggest engineering companies, Vítkovice, alive.